This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, the word is covenant, covenant. It's not only the theme for the next 6 weeks' messages we have from the Jeremiah overall series, but let me tell you something. Your life has been impacted by covenant keepers and by covenant breakers. Even if the covenant breaker is you, your life has been impacted. Everything in life is covenant. If you won't have a mortgage, you're in a covenant relationship, whether you know it or not. If you borrowed money on a car, you're in a covenant agreement. If you have a student loan, you're in a covenant agreement. If you live in a subdivision where you had to sign that document, covenant agreement about what you can do or can't do in your subdivision, you're in a covenant agreement. If you're married, you're in a covenant relationship. All of life is based on covenants. All of life is impacted by covenants. And so today we're going to look at a passage in Jeremiah that one author said this. He said, I feel this is one of the most important statements in all of the Old Testament, is what we're going to read today, where the Lord, speaking through Jeremiah, get this, talks about the old covenant. And here's what the Lord says, the time is coming when there will be a new covenant, a new agreement, and that covenant will be for us. And you and I are living under the new covenant, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But let's read the passage in Jeremiah 31 today. Jeremiah 31, beginning at verse 31. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. Here's the new covenant. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, know the Lord, because they'll all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their sins or their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Underline that if you underline in your Bible, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. I want to talk just for a moment about the difference between the old covenant that was established with Moses, Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments, and all the other laws that were given to him, and then the new covenant that we're under Christ. And this is not original with me, but it's a great way of phrasing it. The old covenant focused on physical sacrifices. The priest would make sacrifices regularly to atone for the sins of the people. The new covenant in Christ, one sacrifice, once and for all by the guiltless Christ. The old covenant was based on limited promises. The new covenant is based on limitless promises. The old covenant was based on external standards and rules. The new covenant is based on eternal and internal standards, called a new heart and a new mind in Christ. Before, there was limited access to God, but now there's unlimited access to God through Christ. Before, it was based on fear. Now it's based on love and forgiveness. Before, it was to obey the rules. Now it's love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. That's the difference between the two covenants. Well, as I mentioned covenants at the beginning of the message, what covenants are you involved in? Well, if you're married, as I said earlier, you're in a covenant relationship, but you probably have a few more than that. We'll continue this message from Jeremiah 31 tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.